Well, good day, friends. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Well, today I would like to share a little bit from the Gospel of John again. Last time we spoke about when Jesus was being taken by the band of people. And in this chapter 20, is after he had been crucified and had died, and he had risen. He had already appeared to some people. He had appeared to the women that had gone to the sepulcher to find him. So this was a time when he appeared again. So I'll start reading in verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And Jesus is the same today again, even when the voice, or I don't know, I meant to say, even at times where when we find ourselves in, how do I say, in fear maybe, like these disciples were. It said they had the door shut because they were afraid of the Jews. How many times have we, when we are in some kind of distress, when we pray to the Lord Jesus, and we receive peace within us? He gives us that comfort. And it would be just like it says here, that Jesus came, even though the doors were shut, he came in and he stood in the midst of them. And he said, Peace be unto you. Those are wonderful words. The wonderful words that Jesus still extends to this day to us, to everyone, anyone that will take it. He says, he wants to say, peace be unto you. You don't have to be struggling with whatever has you in captivity. Sin does not have to keep you in captivity. He says, I can give you peace, he says. And if people could just listen to that and give themselves over, and like the disciples were, they were glad when they saw the Lord, it says. And I can imagine that the way they were afraid, then with the Lord being there, they felt right at peace. What do they have to fear? And you remember in times when Jesus was with them, like during that time when they were in the boat in the sea, and how the sea was very rough and the storm was very bad and they were very scared. And Jesus just commanded the wind to be calm, and it calmed right down. And those, again, just another example of where we need to go for our strength, where we need to go for our rest, where we need to go for our peace. I'll continue here in verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. Whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So it's wonderful when we see how Jesus comforted his disciples that were in distress. And but it sounds like Thomas was not with them when this happened. Then the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Can you imagine having that kind of spirit to not even believe your brothers and sisters? But, and to learn to trust in them, he says he will not believe till he has done all, he felt all that. So let's see what the Lord says about that. Verse 26, and after 8 days again, his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. There again, we were told the doors were shut. And Jesus comes in, stands in the midst of them. And he says again, peace be unto you. Verse 27, Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. That would have been quite a rebuke, wouldn't it? And just no doubt that the Lord heard when Thomas had told his brothers or his fellow disciples, that the Lord heard every word, and then he was ready to tell Thomas, reach here, see, feel this, feel that. And then he tells him, don't be faithless, but believing. You should believe. How many times do we need to hear that these days? How many times when we have doubts and things look so hopeless that we feel our faith waning, but according to this admonishment here, we need to be believing in him. So what did Thomas say? And Thomas answered and said unto them, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. So that is a very encouraging words there, that we cannot see Jesus with our physical eyes right now. We can't see him, but we can see him through the Spirit. If we have the Spirit of the Lord through his words, we can know who he is. And so that we can believe. That's what faith is. Faith is not, like it says in Hebrews, faith is not where you can see things and believe it. It's where you don't see it and still believe. And verse 30 says, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing ye might have life through his name. What a truth. That these things are written for us, that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through his name. We can't see him anymore. We can't feel his physical injuries or the scars or where the wounds that were left because of his crucifixion and death. But we can believe on his name, and through that is life eternal. So I pray that's all of us, that's what we wish for, that is our goal in life. And I encourage everyone to seek the Lord if you have not found him, to give yourself up to him, because there is no other name on this earth that is going to give you life eternal except Jesus Christ. And also like to remind people that we also this group has a Bible study on Saturday mornings at 7:30 Eastern time. And we would like if you would join us live at 7:30 Saturday morning, and you can join the group by dialing 857-216-6700, and the ID number is 525-819. We would like it if you would join us and get some inspiration. So God bless you. Till next time.